This is the best of the week on Relevant Radio.
Okay, we're going to go now to Illinois and talk to Brad. Hi, Brad. Welcome.
Hey, Patrick. How are you? I appreciate you sharing your knowledge with us all.
Thanks.
Question about Lent. Of course, it started on, ironically, Valentine's Day, Ash Wednesday. Whether or not we observe Sunday and abstain on Sunday as well, when does Lent finish this year?
Well, the bishops say that Lent begins on Ash Wednesday and it ends on the evening of Holy Thursday. And then we enter into what's called the Triduum, the 3 days leading up to Easter.
So it'll end, regardless if you abstain on Sundays, it'll end on the evening of Holy Thursday.
Yeah, the evening of Holy Thursday is when the season of Lent ends. I think maybe there are two different issues here. One is, what is the duration of Lent? When does it end? But maybe, are you thinking about, do we count Sundays to get the 40 days of Lent? Is that part of what you're asking about?
Correct.
Yeah. So in that case, no. If you add the Sundays, then it would not add up to 40 days. And that also ties in with the practice that it's not an absolute thing, but many people nowadays, they relax their Lenten sacrifice on Sundays. And they'll say, well, Sunday is the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord to Sunday is a day of rest and enjoyment. So we don't practice our Lenten sacrifice on Sunday. That's maybe not as traditional. I think the more traditional way is that you practice your Lenten sacrifice all the way through. But we do have freedom to do either one. But if that's what you're referring to, that, you know, sort of tangential way ties in with the issue of counting Sundays. But if you count them, you'll go over 40 days.
You can join me by listening to The Patrick Madrid Show on the Relevant Radio app, live each weekday at 8 to 11 a.m. And thanks for listening.